Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, which means the Fesco and Dusty poll question has reached the X platform. Today's poll question is, what do you want to hear more of on the air right now? Royals baseball, Chiefs football. According to my logistics, there are 405 votes that have been placed this morning, 80% of which say Royals baseball. Sorry, Mac.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all. And yeah. I'm actually right there with them. That'd be my vote as well.
I think my answer is whatever's happening at this point in time I want to talk about, right? The Royals are doing something. The Chiefs are obviously, that's what it is. Like, yeah. If all of a sudden today the Chiefs, which they're not, obviously, because you can't, but if they made this huge trade, everybody would be wanting, why are you talking about the Royals? Well, you just said you wanted to hear
exactly
about the
Royals. 80%,
you know, right? So, yeah, it just all depends on, oh, my God, look at that semi sideways on the highway, Dusty. Holy cow. I hope that's
Jack
not
knife.
Your way home.
I don't know where that is. They're not really telling us.
Yeah, they don't. Memo to TV stations, a lot of people aren't watching with the sound. Put up a graphic and tell us where you are.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it just depends on what happens. The Royals made a decent move yesterday, bringing Ned back into the fold. People are excited about that. You want to hear, hey, what's Ned going to do? How's Ned going to be part of this thing, right? Uh-huh. The Chiefs go out tomorrow and trade Patrick Mahomes. You're like, oh, my God, we got to talk about it. You know, so I think, you know, you base it on what's going on. But I know where people are right now. Look. Everybody as a sports fan has had those moments where your team loses and you just don't want to talk about it for a while. You want to flush it out of the system. But I ran into a lot of people yesterday who were still wanting to talk about the game and what happened and what went wrong. And a lot of people are really concerned about what's going to happen in the future, too. So I think that has people excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at the season in the way that these teams are so great at what they do is that we talked about this a little bit earlier, is that the Chiefs seemingly get you all the way until March every year. Like, I mean, it's already February 12th, right? Like, February's over in, like, 12 days. There's only 28 in this daddy of a month. And then it's all of a sudden March.
Right.
And then by the time March gets here, now with baseball, you're 3 weeks away from opening day. Like, March is, like, what, the 25th?
March 26th,
day?
I think the opener
opening
is
like the 25th
year,
or the 26th for the Royals. And, you know, blink and it's here. I mean, we're almost a month away.
Remember when I told you at Halloween the holidays are going to be here before you know it? You laughed at me and rolled your eyes, and now we're at Valentine's Day.
Yes. Right. And then Galentine's Day is coming up tomorrow.
Right.
When's Palentine's Day?
That's yesterday. Tomorrow's actually National Tortellini Day, Jay Binkley told me, too.
Hey.
So.
Really? I love tortellini. You can get tortellini Friday night.
Yeah, I will.
But, and you got a very important document to drop off on Friday.
You better not lose that.
Seriously. Like I'm
sending you to Jasper with something very important in hand. If you lose that.
That took a lot of drunken stones for me to bring up at the dinner and imitate my, you know, threat to this guy that I'd never met. I was like, Jasper said that I had one job. And I nailed it.
You did.
But anyways, but the fact that these teams always seem to kind of transition us at the, not always the Royals, but last year was like the first year I think that the Royals made the offseason for football short. Football always makes the baseball season short, but then it's like, can you just get us to June? Like, can you just make baseball fun till June? And I know that people want to complain about, like, how they can watch the games. You can always hear the games here on 96.5
The Fan. You see what the Indians are doing this year? $99 you can stream their games all year. That's great.
And then people are like, well, $20 have the thing. That's the same way the Royals are doing the same thing.
But that's why I asked if...
Like the Royals are doing the exact same thing.
They are. They are the exact same thing. Yeah. You can buy the stream for, you know. But that's why I ask you, are people like... Are we over the whole streaming thing now? Is it just become secondary nature?
I think you'll always have people that say no. They should be able to just turn their TV on, put it to a channel, and it just comes on.
Yeah, like, but it doesn't work that way anymore.
Unfortunately, evolution in TV has changed a lot. Like, we used to be able to go home, and before you could even find out what was on TV, you had to read a paper magazine that said TV Guide.
That's exactly right. Right? Yeah.
Like, you had to know, it's Wednesday, okay. And every Thursday, you got a new TV Guide that was the next week that had a TV cover on it from a show, whether it's Jerry Seinfeld or if it was a Nickelodeon cover. But that's how you found out. And then the guide happened, and you're like,
the on-screen guide.
Yeah,
and then you had to wait for it to cycle through, you know?
And then it just became a thing, like everything else. So that goes back to the streaming thing.
Because the on-screen guide, for those who don't know, used to be an actual channel on your TV.
Yeah, it's a TV Guide channel.
And if you missed Channel 2 and they were on Channel 4, you're like, oh, I got to sit through all of these again.
788, 789. It stops at 801. And you know that 740 to 760 is... Hot hits now, music, rap hits of the 90s.
I don't need this on the on-screen guide. Tell me what's on Channel 2.
And but no, like the Royals got you to the bye week of the NFL season more than I think everybody always thought. Like last year, my theme of the Royals, I'll come up with a new one this year, was the cruise ship. Like how long does the party last? And how long does this go? It went all the way into the AL division series against the Yankees.
Could have asked for anything more last
year. I mean, which then led right into, oh, that's the Chiefs bye week. All right, next week it's San Francisco. Here we go. Which it was, week 7. Mm-hmm. Week 6 was their bye week this week, or this year. Now, the Royals do have expectations this year, which is different than last year.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's not, can you get us to July and St. Joe? Can you get us back to the playoffs? And I think that is a legitimate question. And... can you be a team that is legit at the top of your division again this year like you were last year? I mean, at one point, what? They were, what, a game behind Cleveland?
Didn't they tie at the end of August? Like, there was that series in Cleveland, and they tied Cleveland at the end of August. Because I remember being at the Jay and listening to the game. It was a day game, and they won. And I think we tied them for first.
And that lasted for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then the next day. But still, at the end of August, the Royals were in first place last year, right? I think expectation this year for the Royals is if they don't make it to the playoffs this year, then it was a failed season. And that's a good thing to say. That's not a bad thing to say at all.
And that's why I think, like before this, I was saying last night, I watched college basketball for the first time, really all like diligently was like paying attention to the game, like following numbers, going to my Score mobile app, looking up things, like having bets on the games last night, which I've got one on Mizzou already, but that's here nor there. But it's like, it made me enjoy it because it's like, it's a new scent in the car. Like, it's like, okay, I've been driving around with new car smell for a while. That's done. Let's put in black ice, which is a great flavor. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I kind of like driving this car now. It's different. It feels different. Now I'm watching college basketball, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is SEC action. Tonight, Mizzou plays Oklahoma. Two SEC teams. Mizzou's ranked 21st. Oklahoma's not. But there's two games that separate them in the standings. Should be a decent game. I'm going to watch it to see if Mizzou can cover the 9.5, plus other stuff. But, like, it's good to have something different, but for a short while. Like, spring training is fun when it starts, but by about the third or second game, you're like, all right, like, can we just get to baseball?
I'm completely, like, I could just sit there all day. Some are sicker than others. You watch college basketball, I won't touch it. But I'll watch spring training baseball with every ounce of, I think because a lot of it has to do because you look outside today and you see the weather and then you see a spring training game and it's sunny.
Yeah, but you're like
nice
a fortune one. Like, you'll be there. So, like, that's different.
No, I'm talking about I will watch it on TV.
Oh, that's bizarre.
No. I'm not talking about being there. I'm talking about watching it on TV. MLB Network, ESPN, anybody streaming. If there's a spring training baseball game on, and that game is on, and I don't care who's playing in these.
That's
things.
Like making fun of Mac for watching the All 22.
Correct. Yeah, it's like summer sooner than others.
I get all this crap for one. These guys watching spring baseball.
I was gonna say that's like all 20. Like, that's all 100.
Hey, that's great, and that's great for you. Yeah, if you like that. Right. Just but like I'm not all 22.
But I'm not bringing it to the table because I know nobody else is watching all of this. Right.
It's like, I could dive into the Genesis tournament this weekend. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Right. People care about two things ultimately as a collective group, the Chiefs and the Royals, and everything else is your little fiefdom. Yeah, like if you're a KU fan, you care about KU, K-State fan care about K-State, Missouri fan, Missouri. Like that's how that works. Hockey fans kind of talk amongst themselves in the back of the room and you know, that kind of thing. But like what people care about in this town on a daily basis, they wake up as a sports fan going Royals, Chiefs, Chiefs, Royals, depending on what, you know, season that we're in or what's going on. And now we've got winners, man, like on both sides of the parking lot and they're doing great things and they're keeping you entertained and they're keeping the interest and you're excited for the start of baseball season. Like, I don't know if anybody was truly excited for the start of Royals season last year. Some nice new additions and whatnot, but you're looking at a team that lost 110 games the year before or whatever it was, and you're like, they're probably not going to be that good. And then they got hot, they started to play good, and it got you into the fold, right? And then now they've set the expectation. You expect them to go to the playoffs.
I'm excited. Yeah. I can't wait.
56-106.
Is that what it was? 57? Whatever it was. Yeah. Like, I don't think anybody's like, all right, here we go. Let's put on my baseball pants. The Royals are going to be good this year. And then they were, and they surprised. It was a nice surprise last year.
I think Dusty had his baseball pants on.
Big time.
Good news is Nike's developing new baseball pants.
I'm not happy about that.
Well, I think the players are. You're not going to see their tighty whiteys anymore.
Someone didn't even wear them.
Binkley is a tighty whitey guy.
From the 620, Black Ice is terrible. It smells like a heavy smoker that tries to cover up his stench with body spray.
Are you talking about those trees that hang in the car? I've never, like, my grandfather used to have those in his Dodge Aries K, and it was always the green pine ones. Like, ugh.
From the 913, I care about it. I won't lie. There's something cool about listening to a spring training game on the radio and hearing the birds chirping.
It's weird. Yes, it is. It's the senses, right? Yeah. Like, taste and
now,
smell.
Now, batting number 67, David Lynch. That guy's not making the team.
Right.
One, his name is David Lynch, and two, his number is 67, and he plays third base.
Right, yeah. Like, he doesn't have a chance to make the roster, but, man, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, the voice of Denny and Ryan, and it's just a warm feeling. Like, baseball gives you the feels more than any other sport, right?
And then you hear Denny's like, well, here we are again in another meaningless offseason and spring training. First pitch right after this. Ryan, can we get to the season, please? We don't need 41 games in spring to develop a player.
He's not wrong. Denny's never been wrong. And I don't say that lightly, but
there's
like,
more bees behind home plate. Remember the bees?
Oh, God, yes.
Ned had to go out there and be a doctor.
Do I remember? We had Ned on the next day. What'd you do? And then he went through the whole thing
he's like, they were pissed, Bob.
But that started to really open my eyes to the importance of bees.
Bees!
And what they truly do for the environment, because I know what I don't have a green thumb at all, right? And I don't have enough sun on my property. And so I was trying to grow peppers, tomatoes, or whatever. I didn't have enough bees. I was trying to attract the bees to pollinate the flowers so it could turn into fruit. And I didn't have enough bees. And so I totally understand why you just don't go spray those bees. They're so important to kind of take us to the next level with our fruit.
Bob, you've caused two different people to think about the same thing twice today. I'll explain what that is on the other side when we dive into it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, so I told you that two different people have had the same thought process on something that you have said earlier today.
And we're going back to New Orleans?
We can get into that a little bit later, too. But no, this is from the 913. Bob kind of talked me into the idea of a huge roster overhaul. Kind of excited for that. Mac also, I think, was a little bit intrigued, and where you said that you would see this team completely turning it over, as in not to somebody else, but into someone's else, like other people are coming to this team via free agency, via draft and possibly via trade with a big name attached to that.
Let me ask you guys this. We talked about it yesterday. Is Trey Smith really the only free agent you would consider signing and bringing back on this roster? Like, deep down, like, be honest with yourself. Because to me, it is. I look at all the guys that are free agents. Love Justin Reed, but we've got a replacement for him. Binkley convinced me not to even consider Bolton, and I was kind of back and forth with Bolton, but when we had Binkley on earlier today, Dusty, he goes, no, don't pay a middle linebacker. Just go draft another guy.
It's so like paying a running back.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, right? And on the defensive side, same type of position. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm out on Bolton now. Like, Trey Smith would be the only guy of the free agents that I would even make an offer to bring back to Kansas City. And I don't know if he would even take the offer because of what he can get on free agent, you know, side of things. So it may be tough to bring him back. But this just feels like the offseason where there is going to be a major roster overhaul, judging based on what we've seen. And we can only, this is why history is important to look at and study and see what they've done in the past. When they've suffered these big losses at the end of the year, there's been roster overhaul. We talk about it all the time. The New England AFC Championship game, overhaul the defense. Cincinnati, playoff loss, trade Tyreek Hill. Tampa Super Bowl, revamp offensive line. This is the first loss to end a season that we've had since, what, the Cincinnati AFC Championship game. After that game, they traded Tyreek Hill. There was a total meltdown for a couple of days by fans, not thinking that we would ever be good again because we traded Tyreek Hill. Ipso facto, Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, welcome to Kansas City. You know, Tyreek Hill, go do whatever it is that you do these days.
Right.
And so this offseason, I do feel like you need a roster overhaul again. I think you need to overhaul almost all of the offensive line. If you told me like none of those guys were coming back, I'd be fine with it. I don't have an issue with that, right? That's how I'm wired. Mm-hmm. I know everybody other than the quarterback, and at this point, the tight end is probably an indispensable part. Chris Jones didn't do anything in the Super Bowl. I know he had a neck injury or, you know, the stinger or what. He looked fine after the game. Mm-hmm. But he didn't register anything in the Super Bowl this year. He's a big-name player that's taken up 13% of your salary cap. And I wouldn't hesitate trading Chris Jones this offseason. And what's prompted me to go to that next level with trading Chris Jones is that Daniel Jeremiah of Move the Sticks podcast, who's a great draft guy, said this time last year, I had starter grades on 12 defensive linemen in the draft. This year, so far, 24, double the amount from a year ago. You got to get younger. You got to get fresher. And the Kansas City Chiefs have shown you they are not afraid to trade a big-name player to get draft picks back in return. Plus, you have Brett Veach saying on the record last week that our free agency this year is going to be the draft. They only have 6 picks. It's a 7-round draft. They're going to need more picks. So I expect there to be a move made that brings the Chiefs draft picks back in return. And in order to get the best return on your investment, you're going to have to trade somebody that's going to hurt, that's going to make people upset for 5 minutes. And then you realize Mahomes and Andy Reid were going to be just fine. Chris Jones feels like that guy to me right now. And if that's the guy that they wanted to trade this offseason to improve the overall roster, I wouldn't hate it, but you're not going to get much more back in return for many other guys on your roster like you would for a guy like Chris Jones.
Other names that are big on this roster, you mentioned Chris Jones. Is Trent McDuffie tradable?
I don't think so.
He's a lockdown, keep him on your squad?
I do believe so. Yeah, I do believe Trent McDuffie is.
But Chris Jones isn't.
Yeah, 31 years old, a lot of defensive line. Like, the defensive line position has become, over the last couple of years, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but, like, so much more athletic and dominating. I mean, the last couple of years in college and the NFL. And the fact that Daniel Jeremiah says, now, again, that's his one opinion, but 24 guys that could be starters that are at the defensive line position, we know how the Chiefs like to get younger. We know how the Chiefs don't like to be in a position where they're overpaying. Now, I know they already paid Chris Jones, but you can trade and move on and figure things out. But that's a guy I would absolutely consider, you know, moving on from, especially with that depth of the draft at defensive line.
Yeah, when we did this a few hours ago, I was kind of like, eh, but I've thought about it now and mulled over it, and I actually think this is a right move because he's 30, going to turn 31 next season, so he's at his peak, probably past the peak of his powers. He's the biggest name on this roster, not named Patrick Mahomes. That's tradable, and you can get, for Tyreek Hill, you got 5 picks. I think for Chris Jones, you could probably get 4, and one of them is a first, probably. He's still worth a first-round pick, I think. led the league in pressures this year. I know he didn't give those sack numbers that we wanted. He still produced really, you know, good stats. I think I'm there, man. I think I'm with you.
Okay. It's an interesting conversation to have.
I think so.
From like a sentimental standpoint, nobody wants to see that happen, obviously, but we can't be sentimental.
No.
That's why Brett Veach is good at his job. He doesn't get sentimental on players, right? And you can't in this business. You have to be, I don't want to use the term cold-hearted, but you have to view players like, as Jerry Seinfeld once said, we're rooting for laundry here, right? We're not rooting for the individual players. Players will come and go. There's a core that you want to try to keep together, obviously. But at 30-plus years old, a deep draft, I wouldn't hesitate. And then you kind of brought this one up yesterday with the Luka-type trade. Like what about Rashi Rice for Trent Williams? Would that be a Luka-type trade?
That would 100% be that,
right?
Because you're going to get somebody who's got maybe 2 or 3 years left and giving up someone's entire youth
right
at their skill position. I would more so say, like, if you're going to trade a guy like Rashi Rice, you go get somebody that's, like, still kind of, like, got a lot to prove and a lot of juice.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that'd be a guy like a Micah Parsons. Like, Dallas hasn't paid him yet.
Right.
I mean, obviously the Chiefs would have to. They don't have the money there.
He's got 1 year left in his deal. That's the minus.
And you know, I don't know if the Chiefs necessarily, like, let's say Rashi Rice comes back and has a 4-game suspension, hypothetically. And then just goes,
seems right.
And then just goes absolutely nuts in the last 13 games of the season. Then guess what? Does he bring in the conversation of like, well, I want you to pay me? If you're not going to pay Rashi Rice and you can get value somewhere else where you think you would pay that person for like maybe a 2 or 3 year extension like a Micah Parsons.
That's an interesting kind of
right,
like hook there. If you're not going to pay, I didn't think about that.
Because
part.
You lost this entire year with him.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some of the year next year with him again.
And that's already his third year.
Yes. And then he's a, what, second round pick?
Right. So he's only got one more year under contract.
And you know that year is going to be the pay me. Or do you get the cop-out deal like you got with Tyreek Hill where you give him the extension that's pricey, but it's only like 2 years, and then when he wants the big bag, it's like, thank you, but goodbye.
Yeah.
The other reason I bring up Trent McDuffie, who I do think is a lifer in Kansas City because of how great of a person he is and how great of an athlete he is.
I had a great conversation with him after that loss. He's just a stellar human being, and I know the organization has felt that way about him for 2 years.
But we know how the organization feels about corners. They don't pay them.
Yeah.
And when they're good, Legarius Sneed didn't get paid. Charvarius Ward didn't get paid. I can only say those two names because those are the two names that have come before Trent McDuffie.
Mm-hmm.
And now Trent McDuffie is here. Now, is Trent McDuffie better than both those guys? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But is he in the same conversation in the room that had this conversation many times? Absolutely. Now, McDuffie, also going to be expensive, but is he one of those guys that has already like been made to the cap? Because for me, I think you need to revamp an offensive line, and I think you need to get somebody that can run the ball and catch the ball effectively out of the backfield. Neither one of the running backs you have this year can do both of those. I get it. Isaiah Pacheco's made catches, but you don't think of him as that guy. You think of him as the guy that, like, when it gets late into the third and the fourth quarter, just run like the guy that you are, which is powerful, head down, and just bodying people left and right. And Kareem Hunt's like your trusted brick, right? You can just be like, take this and get 3 yards. Take this and get the 2 yards, get the end zone. You need somebody that has that sort of skill set that can be the LeSean McCoy that Andy Reid loved back in the day that did so much for his team in Philadelphia. Be the Westbrook. Be the kid from Darren Sproles. Be that sort of elusive running back that can run the ball but also can go out there and make plays with the screen. Because like we talked about this yesterday, everybody always says, who's the one Chiefs player of the past that you'd love to see on this team? And I'm always blown away with the percentage of people that say Jamaal Charles.
Because he would be so dynamic, yeah. It would be,
and it would open up this offense and take so much of
it. Take a lot of pressure off Pat and the offensive line, right?
And Andy can get creative. He knows how to run that offense. So I think it's, in my opinion, is left tackle, running back, and some sort of like fast speed, whether that's defensively or offensively. And if you're going to go speed defensively, you've got to get somebody because Karlaftis is good. But when Jones and Omenihu are there, Omenihu is a free agent that some people don't think is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones, if you mention him in a trade, who's 31, he'll be 32 next year, is not going to continue to be the...
No, he's 30, he'll be 31.
31 next year.
Yep.
So he's not going to eventually lead the league in pressures. It will eventually tear off.
Right.
Will Karlaftis, who's now entering his fourth year, will he be that guy that can literally be, you know, the pass rusher? Or are you just going to be the 6 to 8 sacks every year? Maybe have one of those big games like you had against Houston, but then that's it. if that's the case, you need something else that is electric and dynamic on defense as well, that's athletic and quick.
And what did we see? We saw a defensive line shred the Chiefs. This is a copycat league, right? Young, fast defensive linemen is what the Philadelphia Eagles built their roster around. And so that's what teams are going to do. They're going to try to go out and find the next wave. And the good news is for teams that are trying to do that, the defensive line is now a new hot position in the NFL. But the Chiefs do still have to figure out that left tackle spot. And that's why I say Rashee Rice, maybe it's not for Trent Williams, Andrew Thomas, Tristan Wirfs. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. Yeah,
Tristan Wirfs is a great name.
You know, but do they need another wide receiver?
Well, they're going to lose Chris Godwin. The Mike Evans is pretty old.
Is Godwin a free agent now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And so they could actually use a young wide receiver.
I like that one.
And,
right,
and Wirfs has already been paid. They'd want to get that money off. Rice hasn't been. Wirfs is 26 in his prime. Trent Williams is 36.
I know. Yeah, that would be the Luka type trade. But they were close to having Trent Williams here.
Which would have been great.
Yeah. Wouldn't have had the conversation, although he did get hurt this year.
That's the thing.
He can't play that game at all.
Never know. Absolutely not. But the Tristan Wirfs one is, and that's why I threw him on the list, because I thought that would be kind of interesting, because he is younger. But there's not a lot of, like, teams that have a younger offensive tackle that's good that needs a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? You start to look at the list and you're like, it doesn't really fit. But I feel like we're getting an offensive tackle. And again, this is just me feeling this way. I think it's going to be a trade for that left tackle. I think it's going to be like that Willie Rofe move that solidifies the offensive line. Because even Binkley said there's not a great one in the draft, you know, this year like there was a couple of years ago. So I think you're going to have to get creative, and we know Veach gets creative. Who does Tennessee have that we need? Anybody in Chicago that we need?
What if Atlanta called you and said they'd give you Bijan Robinson for Trent McDuffie? I would do that in a heartbeat.
Would you? In a heartbeat.
Yep. Because I would 100% trust that Veach is going to find somebody at corner. Yes. I feel like with his draft capital at corner, it's just like, then you'd have that guy. Mm-hmm. You'd have Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson on this team.
Or somebody in the text line says,
I just love Trent McDuffie. Like, that's hard for me. I'm personally biased, right? Like,
you think people in Washington love Champ Bailey?
Yeah, and they did.
They traded him for Clinton Portis.
I know.
I mean, that's the problem that people have. And I'm not saying it's your problem, is that you begin to love these players.
Oh, it's definitely not my problem.
No, no, and you begin to love these players.
I mean, because I wanted Kelsey traded.
Maybe, and the past is the past.
Right.
But, like, you have these sort of, like, relationships, whether you met them at a Hy-Vee, shoulder to shoulder, like,
right.
Hey, man, really enjoy your stuff. Whether you met them in an airport or a restaurant, you had a good, you know, encounter with them. But what you love more is winning Super Bowls, because I know how hurt you were seeing them lose this way.
Yeah.
And if you could trade a guy that has a ton of capital, like a Trent McDuffie does, because if we're talking roster revamp and you're talking about, because last year, let's go Royals. I would ask people that are diehard Royals and season ticket holders, say, would you trade Brady Singer for a bat?
Yes.
And everyone's like, oh, I don't know, man. Brady, you know, I drafted Brady. I really like the guy. I'm like, yeah, but you can't get rid of, and you mentioned earlier, you can't trade a bunch of rocks for some gold.
Right.
That just doesn't work.
This ain't Jack and the Beanstalk.
This
you know?
Isn't Luka to the from the Mavs to the Lakers. That's why that trade was so polarized, because you're like, they traded him for Anthony Davis, who's already hurt. Like, that's why everybody was doing that. So you got to give up a lot to get a lot.
You do.
And at the end of the day, somebody says this, Trent McDuffie for Deebo Samuel or Micah Parsons. Like,
I'm not doing it for Deebo Samuel or Micah Parsons at this point.
Mike in a heartbeat. Because then you put Mike out there and you're like,
all right,
now you have,
do think that one. But
now
I'm not
you
doing
have
it for
that guy, because Micah can make, you know, and this isn't a shot at Jalen Watson, but like, he makes him look better, because then now all of a sudden you have pressure constantly in your face from a guy like Micah Parsons, where that quarterback, whether it's Joe Burrow, whether it's Josh Allen, or if it's Justin Herbert, they're throwing it quicker, which is getting you to react quicker, because that's what we didn't have in that Super Bowl game. We didn't have pressure from the defensive line, which was allowing Hurts to throw it over the top to Devonta Smith, which was allowing Hurts to let A.J. Brown be a bigger, badder dude than McDuffie. Like, A.J. Brown's a big SOB. And Trent McDuffie's a good, talented corner. But sometimes in this sport, size will win.
Yeah. No, I
ask Mike Evans. He ain't the fastest dude, but he's big, strong, and elusive, and he wins a lot.
All right, you've convinced me. Trent McDuffie can be on the trade block too, right? I think that's the way you have to look at it, though.
I agree.
You have to explore all of your options. You can't say
Tyreek Hill get traded to Miami. Had people in boxes.
Oh, I know.
They're like, what are we going to do now?
Right.
Oh, your quarterback's going to win the MVP and have the number one offense in the league. So that's the thing that you're in. Like,
yeah, if you win the three-peat, you're a little bit easier seeing these guys go because of the history they've made and the time they've been here. Losing, you're like, oh, man, the last thing we're going to have of, you know, Trent McDuffie being here was, you know, building the box and yeah. putting yeah, man, it sucks.
And we're not saying any of these guys are on the block, but we're explaining what needs to happen this offseason for this team to get better. You can't get better and grow if you're wedded to certain players on the team. You have to be able to see them as interchangeable parts. I know they're not robots and all this kind of stuff. We view players at times as robots. There is that human side. And I think sometimes you can look at that human side, but more importantly, to be focused on winning the prize, you have to view players as assets. And can this player better be service to us playing or better service to us by trading?
And it's, you know, it's like they always tell you, it's business.
It is business, yeah. You know? Scott Pioli told me one time, he goes, yeah, I hate that it's business because it is personal to some people. Because, it is, yeah. It's tough.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, that's just, the Lakers knew when they traded AD and didn't tell LeBron, LeBron was going to come in here the minute that he found out and storm that off. Like, what in the world? And they're going to say, dude, you got Luka.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, I know, but I really like that guy. And I really, it's like, but you're Luka really going to like this
better,
guy. You're really going to like this guy if you win another NBA Finals, which
right.
I don't know if that'll happen. But like, if that does, you'll forget about that very quickly. If the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl next year and win, and they traded McDuffie for Micah Parsons, and Micah Parsons had 2.5 sacks at Super Bowl.
You ain't going to know who Trent McDuffie was.
How quickly did it take you to get over Tyreek Hill because of Trent McDuffie? The Germany game?
Yeah.
Scoop and score to Cook.
Yeah, I was over Tyreek Hill the minute they traded, but I'm different. You know, I didn't.
Business.
Yeah, so
it is.
And that's the way you have to look at it.
Sucks.
It does, but like you're not Miami Marlinsing this thing where you're trading everybody because you don't want to pay anybody, right? You're trading people to get better. You're trading people to move forward. You're trading people to improve your team. You're not saying we're trading everybody, we're not paying anybody because we're tanking. You're trading people to get better.
Yeah, it'd be like you traded me for Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I do that.
Let me tell you something about the Green Bay Packers. They're the best dynasty yet.
Dude, nobody's alive that saw them play other than you.
That'd be kind of a fun debate back and forth.
That'd be
Russo
great.
And Fesco.
Who?
Russo, is it?
Russo, Matt, me and him?
Yeah,
oh, I'd walk out of the room. It'd give me a headache. It's like
Bob and the Mad Dog?
Yeah, like just yelling all
Bulldog
day.
Bulldog and the Mad Dog?
That is it.
Let me tell you something!
Bulldog and the Mad Dog.
Bah!
Text from the 913, I don't know if there's kind of a conversation to have in my head. Kelsey cap space is the key. I'm kind of waiting to bring that up. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen the clips coming out of Travis Kelsey in the Super Bowl. I'm sure you guys have.
What? Like, which clips are we talking about?
Of him
about?
Not, like, caring.
Him just giving no effort
That's
and stuff.
That's what everyone's going to say. Like,
come on.
Well, now we're...
Well, I haven't even said anything yet.
No, but people are saying that he's giving no effort?
Mm-hmm. Well, the clips would show you. It was not great. There were some not great moments, Bob. I would say that.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the other thing.
I would ask what the play is, what the time of the day is, and what's the score.
And also, too, I'll go back to they're not used to being in that situation, so they don't know how to act in that situation. You put somebody in a situation that they're not used to, yeah, you're probably going to see them act in a way you don't think is appropriate. Like, I can't sit here and be mad at Travis Kelce for everything that he's done and
for
been
sure.
through with this organization. We all
no, you
had
don't got to be mad. You just got to look at the facts and say, okay, $20 million cap hit. Is that worth it?
Yeah. And yes, it is for one more season.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. I think it is. Or you find a way to put like another year on the end and spread it out or something. Or, you know, go the Dodger route and pay him to perpetuity. Or I mean, I don't know if you can do that in the NFL. But no, I mean, yeah, it was a bad day. Like everybody had a bad day. Andy Reid had a bad day. One of his worst coaching days ever.
100%.
Patrick Mahomes' worst day ever.
Is that the what his cap lines, hit is next year is $20
million? 19.8.
So you're lying. It's not 20.
You're right. My fault. It's hefty. Hefty.
It's a big one. Yeah.
Good conversation. We'll wrap this show up on the other side. You're listening to Fesco, Dusty, and Mac as well here at 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
You know, I do remember a day when the Royals traded Will Myers and they got a guy by the name of James Shields and Wade Davis back in return, right? And everybody, all the baseball nerds told me, oh, you can't trade Will Myers. Why not? Led to a world championship here in Kansas City. Will Myers is like a 260 career hitter. Nice career. But we get and fall in love with these guys based on whatever, and people are always afraid to trade him. I think if the Chiefs do make a trade, guys, this offseason that's a big-name player, I don't think people will react the way that they did the Tyreek Hill time around. I think people understand for the most part of what this organization is all about. And when it's time to move on, they move on. It's so much better than overpaying somebody at the end of your prime.
Well, it's just crazy, too, because, like, you know, there's all those, like, comps that we do throughout sports, and the Patriots just never paid anybody. Like, I know that whatever. It's just like,
yeah, they never did, and they continue to win.
And if they did, it was like the guy that made sense. It'd be like a Mike Vrabel because he, like, was a leader on their defense but wasn't expensive.
But it ultimately was, traded him here.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, like Richard Seymour.
They traded Vince Wilfork. They let him go, yeah, too.
Sure,
yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
I was going to say him, but you're right.
I mean, Asante Samuel, I believe, is another guy they had that they just were like, sorry.
Yeah. See?
Like, go get your money. Patrick Chung, the guy that made the heroic Super Bowl interception. Gone.
Malcolm Butler. Yep.
Malcolm Butler. That one. Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah. Gone. Like, I mean, it's just guys, like, if you're going to keep being great, you have to trust your organization, your system, the way that you draft. And again, I get it. Like, you know, people are like, you know, stop saying this stuff. Like, again, we're not saying they should. We're saying, where do you have value to get value back to make your team consistently great? Like, there's a reason why you might see a team like Cincinnati drop off, because they may pay T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, but then their defense will be there.
Who's,
you know,
who's going to stop somebody? Because, you know, if they sign both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow is under contract, they have those three guys, there's not a lot of money left. And you know how much more difficult Joe Burrow's life is going to be with both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, as opposed to using some of that money to pay some defenders? Yep. Because Joe Burrow now, with no defenders, is going to have to go out and score 35, 40 points a game to try. It's going to be like the Chiefs were in the first 2 years of Patrick Mahomes when they didn't have a defense, and they had to go out there and put up 40 a game, right, in order to give yourself a chance to win. If you invest some of that money and don't pay both of those wide receivers on the defensive side, maybe you go out there and you only have to score 21 points because your defense is getting stops, and that makes your life easier.
I think the Belichickism that you brought up with the Patriots was like, what was it? Get rid of him a year too early, not a year too late.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, that's where the Chiefs are. Yeah. That's the mindset of the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's the right. And we said that years ago when Patrick Mahomes came in, it was going to be about Patrick Mahomes and building around him, because that's your Tom Brady. And in New England, literally everybody was moved on from, even Tom at the end, mm-hmm, you know, was moved on from. And that ended up being a mistake, clearly. But here in Kansas City, man, like, that's just the way it's going to go. And that's how you keep these dynasties moving forward. You don't fall in love with players. You don't get overwhelmed by keeping them because they're a fan favorite. You move them on, we'll have new fan favorites.
And you signed your anomalies. You signed Patrick Mahomes. You gave Travis Kelce money. Just like in baseball, you signed Bobby Witt Jr.
He was
already in the spring, ready to play baseball, where pitchers and catchers report today. Right?
Yeah.
Ready for that. Somebody said spring training is next week. How about some Royals talk?
Oh, we've had it this morning.
That's why I asked on Twitter today, we asked from our show poll, on X, you know, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to hear Chiefs football, or do you want to hear Royals baseball? 440 of you have voted. 80% still say Royals baseball over Chiefs football.
Damn. Had the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, what do you think those results would have been? Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't have had that poll question.
I think it would be fun to have that poll question had they won the Super
had
Bowl.
They won, yeah.
Yeah, because you know what everybody's going to say. It's, you know, get rid of that and let's talk some
and
baseball.
We could
right?
do that throughout. I mean, we have Thursday and Friday this week moving forward, since we're almost done with the show on Wednesday. But we can do, you know, Royals expectations, you know, who we're looking out for, over under win totals in the next couple of days, and then really get into who's in the best shape of their life.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
That's always spring training.
Yeah, it's going to be
great. He's really humming
his life.
Cole Reagans looks like he's in mid-season form already.
I read an article yesterday about some guy on the Yankees that I'd never heard of, and they're already saying he's not going to be ready for the regular season. Mm. It's February 11th.
Never good.
Like, how are you not ready on February 11th? You're already hurt on February 11th?
Mm.
Like, that's baseball in a nutshell right there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the regulars. Spring training hasn't started yet. Did you fall off a barn roof? Who was that guy for the Royals that fell off a roof of a barn that year? Missed like all of the season. As a pitcher, I think, well, wasn't it?
What year was it when Salvi was going up the stairs in flip-flops and he like hurt his foot? And you're like, really? Flip-flops carrying suitcase? Somebody else carried that damn bag.
Wasn't it 16 or 17?
It was running
Brian,
around there.
Yeah, Brian Flynn?
Yeah, Brian Flynn. Yeah, fell off a roof of a barn or something. Yep. Yeah.
Who's your favorite running back draft look? Ashton Gentry. Like, could you imagine that guy on the Chiefs? Amazing. Like,
oh my!
Yeah. Back to football.
No, see, that's funny. My friend is a Boise State fan, and he's a New Orleans Saints fan, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, like, he's been saying, like, I hope they hire Kellen Moore. They got him. He goes, now if they draft Ashton Gentry, I mean, how awesome would that be?
That would be cool.
What pick does New Orleans have? 5, 6?
Probably.
Something like that, right? They're obviously in a top 10 team. How far do you think Ashton Gentry falls in this draft?
They're 9, which is actually more beneficial because I think he'll fall that far. There's just so many running backs.
There's a ton. There's a ton.
Million.
Yeah. It's insane.
But, I mean, Kellen Moore, and you bring that Boise State flavor down there. And,
that's
and,
good. That's I good.
That would be a lot of fun to watch him in the NFL.
Hey, if they did that, Kamara could be up for trade. Now that's
an interesting conversation to have, too.
Please.
Yeah, you have to be able to ensure that you're going to get a legit running back. And what would you give up for Alvin right now, though? Like, I mean, is he worthy of a fourth round pick?
I was
going to
say, like, maybe a third. Probably.
But you don't have much draft capital. That's the thing. You know, you only have 6 picks in 7 rounds.
But you get that second pick in the third.
And there will be, you know, they'll lose some of these free agents and they'll get comp picks. And I know those are later picks, but they will accrue some more picks.
Some, but like 6th and 7th.
I take that back. We don't call it the 2nd and 3rd round anymore. We call it day 2 picks.
Yeah, day 2.
Yeah.
Day 2 picks.
Yeah, we used to only have 2 days.
Day 2 pick. So is it the 2nd or 3rd round? Doesn't matter. It's on day 2.
Day 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that team doesn't pick in the 2nd round. So they pick in the 3rd. So it's a day 2 pick.
From the 913, Ashton Gentry or Judkins. That's the name I brought up on Monday.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins out of your Ohio State. That would be awesome.
The Ohio State. And he is a baller.
He is.
Or you just suck for 2 years and draft that young receiver they have. That could be another thing, too.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'd suck for a couple years to get Ryan Williams out of Alabama at 17 years old, right?
Dynamic drop. Dynamic drop.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's getting old.
Somebody just said Kevin Apier. Are we just doing random Royals? That's what we're doing now.
Kevin Apier.
It's a fun game.
Spaceman Bob? Like, why is he on the? Why is he up?
Spaceman Bob?
Yeah.
Kevin Apier. I guess I'm not making that connection.
His real name is Bob.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people do know that.
I think the older guard might know that. Like
Bob Apier?
Yeah. Kevin Apier, yeah.
I know that it's Larry Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's.
I'd go by Chipper too if my name was Larry, right? At that age.
They used to chant his name in Philadelphia, Larry, because he wanted to go there. Said he'd go there and then never went. I think that's who that is.
I'd go by Lawrence if I was Larry, maybe too, at that young age.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket. That's another bit that's coming up in this offseason of football is Max Movie of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to.
I'm pumped about
we'll
that.
Have to
Long
do,
list.
We'll have to have that as a question that we'll do on the text line as well, because there is a ton of movies that can make it. So we can stretch this out until football season. So really, you're going to have to watch like 6 movies.
That's it.
Well, then we got the draft in April.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You know, May is OTAs.
we really can't force you to watch a movie every week. That's just too much.
That'd be too much.
So a month, you know. So
yeah, a month, totally doable.
Now we're just getting names. Gilmatch, Chris Getz. Let's get older.
So why are we naming these people?
I don't know. Royals talk.
According maybe because of the barn store.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe they're saying who fell through the... No, Bob had, like, emus in Lewisburg. Like, I don't even know if he still does. I don't know if he still lives out in Lewisburg.
He had emus?
Oh, yeah. Or llamas or alpacas. One of those things. Cool. They're all kind of the same animal, right? Oh, yeah. He was weird, man. He was out there. That's why he was Spaceman Bob. You know, like, then he came back after, like, being gone for 20 years and Karen knew him.
Kevin Apier, man, he says that. He had that,
that wind-up that you can do that, can picture in your head, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was good.
Oh, for sure. I think he's started more opening days than any Royals pitcher in the history of the franchise.
Still.
I think so.
Wow. More than David Cone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Apier started like 6 or 7 opening days. We could have Vern come in and fact-track us on that if we need to. Another guy who will be joining our show. Kevin Apier missed a season because he fell off his porch?
He did?
Somebody says, Genty will be available for the Chiefs? Come on, guys. That wasn't the question. It was like, what's the running back you would love? And I just said his name.
People are just so quick to...
Yeah, I don't think he'll be available. I think he's going to go in the first 15 picks of the draft. Chiefs are picking 31st.
Yeah, I think he's going to go very high.
And tomorrow we might be able to talk about Jack Caglione as Dusty's surprise player of the baseball season. I know you want to hear about that because that's the buzz name in the offseason for the Royals. Also, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay warm, drive safe. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2. That's right. They're here.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.